Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Well, Zane, it's good to have you back from our Tuesday talk about your pawpaw and your daddy, and we're going to look forward to hearing about a couple of other folks today who are small-time leaders in your life, so... You doing okay today?
Man, I'm doing great, and thanks for having me back, Mike.
Well, tell me about what you're thankful for, especially today, you'd like to share with the listeners.
Mike, I am grateful that my business is still intact. In 2020, in the business I am of buying and selling companies, a lot of uncertainty, we struggled. I was scared to death, probably. I disappointed myself with how nervous I was at the end of March. And looking here, where we are now toward the end of the year, to still, I'm so grateful to have my 32 employees still with us. We've been able to make it, plow through. Wasn't a great year, but as I look back, I'm super, super grateful to still have my team intact.
Yeah, after this year, wow.
Absolutely.
And we're all healthy too.
So, yes.
Yeah, wow. Tell us about another person or two in your life who did or said a small thing that just changed you.
You know, when we discussed this a second, something came into my mind with a neon sign around it, Mike. And it's one of my mentors, Mr. Roy Gilbert. He was the president of SouthTrust Bank at this time. I met him, you know, I'm 54 now. I met him when I was 32.
And what were you doing when you were 32?
Yeah, I was running a consulting practice for IBM Global Services out of Atlanta. A friend introduced me to Mr. Gilbert because I had an idea that I thought maybe I should pursue on my own, but I was scared. I was a preacher's kid. You know, I was 32. I had a family. I had an unbelievable job with IBM. I was growing fast, but I had a dream of being an entrepreneur, but I really don't think I was going to pull the trigger, Mike, because it was too much risk. Met Mr. Gilbert, got to know him. And over a period of about 4 months, I'd shared with him my ideas. And he was willing to meet with me as a young guy and talk to me. And I remember one day, Mr. Gilbert looked me and he said, Zane, if you have built, you know, the practice you built with IBM Global Services, you can do this for yourself. You can do this in your own company. Mike, it was like he had sprinkled some kind of believability dust on me. At that moment, I felt like for the first time, I can do this. I wouldn't be an idiot to start my own company and pursue this. And so I will tell you, him affirming me, who he was, how much respect I had for me at that moment, gave me the courage to pursue my own business at 32. And that changed my life. I mean, my whole life changed. And Mr. Gilbert helped me do that in an honorable way to IBM, to where IBM ended up funding my company, Mike. So that belief he poured into me for who he was, how much I respected him, I really believed I could do this now. So I'm very grateful for him affirming me in that moment that I could be an owner.
Yeah. Wow, what a blessing. What he did for you, how does that kind of work in your life now with that affirmation? Yeah.
Yeah, great question. I try to do this for entrepreneurs now. And sometimes I tell them the truth. I think their idea is not good. It's like, man, you might want to keep a good job. But there are times when I know that this individual needs to take this risk. And I can look them in the eye. And the perspective I have now as an older guy that's had some, you know, wins and some losses under my belt, I can affirm them and give them that little bit of courage to go forward. And so I remember the impact that had on me. Mike, I would have never started my own company without Mr. As I'm mentoring other young people to take risks, look them in the eye and say, man, you can do this. You were born for this, man. You can do it. So wow. It affects me.
And it's good to hear that sometimes there are people who really don't need to do this.
Oh, exactly. And that's what gives you credibility. Say, I love you enough to say, please keep your good job, brother. Yeah. Do not go start a business.
Okay. So you say they actually helped you with your transition because of the way you handled the conversation with them about leaving.
Oh, yes. He coached me because, you know, he had 40,000 employees at that time at SouthTrust Bank, he and Wallace Malone. And he coached me about how you can honor your employer, but still go another path. And through that coaching, it ended up that IBM said, you know, we're not only not going to punish you and say, you shouldn't do this to us, we've helped you with your career, we're going to fund you. We're going to help you as an IBM alumni. And they ended up funding my company and giving me the intellectual property that we had created at IBM. They gave me that.
Who else have you met in your life that's helped you find a new direction?
You're going to have to interrupt me, Mike. You know that I get so excited about this. And just giving gratitude to people is so much fun because you look back at your life and say, wow, I need to call and thank that person. I had the opportunity to eat dinner 5 years ago with John Maxwell, you know, that's a leadership author. My partner knows him well, invited me to dinner. We had about 3 hours with John. And John said something that I think he had written in books before, but it resonated with me like crazy. And then he processed it with our table of six people. And it's affected me hugely. He said, and when I hear him speak now, he says this a lot, everything worthwhile in life is uphill. He said, I have never seen anybody, including myself, coast, drift to anything worthwhile. I think it must have been the timing with some personal situations I was going through at that time. But I'm telling you, a fire lit in my heart, Mike. And I wrote that statement, everything in life worthwhile is uphill. I laminated it. It's hanging at my desk today. And I look at that sometimes when I'm wondering, man, is this worth it? What is going on? It shouldn't be this hard. And that truth has blessed me to work harder on my marriage, because a great marriage, you don't coast to it. I promise you that. It's made me work hard physically on my health. I'm not going to eat that donut. You're not going to coast to good health. And in my business life, it's unbelievable. When things get hard, but I know I need to do certain things to say, giddy up. This must be worthwhile. It's so hard. It's so up an incline. It must be worthwhile. And it has affected my ability to take productive action when I might normally say, I don't know, man, I might be wasting my time. No, you're not. This is hard for a reason, because it is worthy of effort. And Mike, that even has applied to my spiritual life.
Yeah.
Things get a little difficult. And, you know, I've had ups and downs. I've quit before. I've taken an easy path. And that is a worldview model, you know, of my faith. We were never promised good things are downhill. Good things are uphill. It's sacrificial. And so anyway, that one little dinner, I remember leaving saying, wow. And I laminated that because, you know, when you laminate something, it becomes holy. And it's changed my life.
Isn't that the truth? I know I have a saying, who was it? A doctor said, life is difficult.
Dr. Scott Peck in The Road Less Traveled, one of my favorite books.
Life is difficult. Once you accept the fact that life is difficult, it no longer becomes so difficult.
Amen. That's good stuff, bro.
So these two things you've talked about, but Mr. Gilbert, just blessing you with that confidence to go forward and, that everything's difficult. How do those two principles play out together for you when you think about how you're running your business and your life?
Yeah, I think in coaching and mentoring, again, Mike, it's the way I'm able to, number one, understand the affirmation, how powerful it is when you believe in somebody and they know it and they can own that. But at the same time, being able to communicate in a life-giving way that I believe in you, but I don't believe this is going to be easy. I believe you can make it in your marriage, but I don't for one second believe it's going to be easy. So you almost can affirm them that they can do it, but really you can do it because it's going to get tough, but you're going to be able to do it through the toughness. You are tough you can make it. It's not going to be easy. So I think those two things together empower us and others to do the hard things, but also still have the hope that that difficulty, that tough time is going to bear life-changing fruit. So,
and when you speak of that, I know you speak, that's a lot of self-fortitude, those kind of things, but is there a spiritual piece to this as well, Zane?
Oh man, we've got help. And thank you for letting me mention, we've got help. I don't have to, it's not about me and my effort, all my effort at the end of the day, brother. I've worked hard on stuff. I've clenched my fist trying to make certain things happen. At the end of the day, I believe, I have this laminated too, you take care of God's business, he'll take care of yours. And so at the end of the day, after I use effort, I think effort's a wonderful thing, but all I can do is all I can do, baby. And all I can do, God says, that's enough. And he'll do the rest. So absolutely. And that's what, you know, it's kind of unfair that we have that out with the worldview that we share. But it's up to God and he's going to use it. I'm just going to work hard. Then I can go to sleep at night and everything's going to be fine.
Yep. We're not in charge here.
No, we're not. And that's a good thing to know because it takes the stress off.
And wrapping up, anything you'd like to, you talked about your papa, your daddy, Mr. Gilbert, and John Maxwell. Any closing thoughts as we wrap up our second part here?
Well, thank you for reminding me to thank these small leaders in my life that have changed my life. I pray that I send them a text or write them a note today thanking them for this. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to show some gratitude.
Great for you to be here. If you want to get in touch with Zane, all his information's website, all the stuff he has is on our show notes. So just take a look, look him up. Lots of YouTubes, all kind of things out there on Zane. You'll have a fun day just connecting with him. So Zane, thanks again for being here, and we'll see you. You and I'll see you hopefully out about town sometime soon. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Thanks for all you do, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.